103.5 WIMZ, Knoxville's Classic Rock, 2 for Tuesday, and George McFly got more in the way. On the phone with Thor Hofer, he's a World Finals qualifier for PBR, Professional Bull Riders Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour, going on at Food City Center on Saturday.
How's it going?
Going good, brother. Hey, with a name like Thor, you were born to ride a bucking bronco.
Hey, I appreciate that very much. Yeah, I grew up small kid, so I think I had to ride bulls or do something cool. So, otherwise, I would have been in the toilet as well.
When did you start? How old were you?
The first bull I got on, I was 11 or 12 years old. You know, it was a full-size bull, but it didn't have the athletic abilities that you're going to see in Knoxville on Saturday night. You know, the bull that I got on, he just jumped, kicked down the pen, but he was so big and I was so small that I think I was just so scared that it was like, hey, life or death situation, you better hang on.
Where was your mom when you were 12 years old riding a bull?
So that's a funny situation. So it wasn't supposed to be a bull that day. It was supposed to be just a steer, you know, something comparative to my size.
Sure.
And anyways, I rode there with a buddy and his family, and my dad, he was going to come over there after work. And long story short, my dad, he didn't show up. He was, you know, working late, and these bulls ran in, and my buddy got on, and then they're like, well, it's your dude, you know, your dad's not here. And I'm like, well, I came to do it. So I did it and ended up winning, and been hooked ever since.
How long did you last on them?
Oh, I did the 8 seconds, and I think probably a little extra because I didn't want to get off.
It is in your blood, isn't it?
Yeah, my grandfather, he rode saddle brown horses, and my dad, he rode bulls. So, you know, they would have been supportive in anything that I choose as long as I'm 110% about it, and I try the best of my abilities. But fortunately for myself, I was able to use some incredible coaching and have that in my corner as well.
On the phone with World Finals qualifier Thor Hofer. He's going to be part of the Professional Bull Riders Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour. It's celebrating its 10th season. It's coming to the Food City Center on Saturday. You know, I talked to several other riders in the past few years, and finally last year, I learned that it was a misnomer all along that they buck because they tie their whatnots up with bucking straps. That's what I thought all this time, but it's not true.
A big misconception there, yeah. So the way that I look at that is if somebody were to do that to you or I don't think I would move very far.
we wouldn't budge, yeah.
You wouldn't go very far at all. So what they use is a cotton plank, and I raise and handle bucking bulls as well, so I get to see all aspects of it. And believe it or not, not every bull is created equal, and not every bull will buck. And if they don't want to buck, they simply won't. So anyways, it's a cotton strap that goes around their flank, it's called, and it's actually hung on there just loose enough that bull thinks he can kick it off.
Right. Like,
that's why you see them kicking their feet. But when they stand in the buck and shoot, most of them will stand there and they know their job. Some of them get a little antsy and they get excited. But for the most part, all of these bulls, they know exactly what they're doing when they show up, and they enjoy it thoroughly.
Thor, you know what the cool part is now we can even have volunteers from PETA attend this Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour because they don't tie anything. But see, I'm glad that we took that misnomer that what people thought, including myself, and completely got rid of the misconception.
Well, thank you for opening your mind to it. You know, it's not everything is how it seems, and yeah, I encourage everybody to come and show up and be a part of it. PBR is highly professional in their orchestration of the event, so if you want to be a part of the thrilling action and the excitement of watching these incredible animal athletes, you know, we continuously talk about the riders, where they're from. The bulls are just equally, maybe if not more, important in the equation, so they're handled to the best of their contractor's abilities. The hair that they get is top-notch. I am definitely proud of it.
Thor, politically correct in 2024. It's the best entertainment. Go to the Professional Bull Riders Pendleton Whiskey Velocity Tour at the Food City Center this Saturday. Check it out and have a lot of fun. We'll see you Saturday, Thor.
Hey, can't wait to see everybody there.
Thanks for taking the time to call, man.
Sure.
Good people. Thor Hofer, he's a World Finals qualifier for PBR. This Saturday night, Food City Center, 103.5 WIMZ.